Day 88. Temporal Deixis.
Patrick, weren't we supposed to meet here in my office at 10 this morning?
Yes, and I didn't forget. As a matter of fact, I came here about an hour ago and saw the note you left on the door that read, "Back in 30 minutes." But in 30 minutes, starting from when?
Oh, for heaven's sake. I can't believe I did that. Of course you would have no way of knowing, but it's a good example of the kind of language thing I was going to bring up with you anyway.
So you did me a favor?
I don't know as I'd put it quite that way. We devoted the last couple of sessions to spatial deixis, and the confusing note I left on my door touches on time deixis, or temporal deixis. Suppose, by the way, my note had read, "Back again on Thursday"? Would that have been any better?
Well, I think I'd find that a bit confusing too, Marta. Today is Wednesday, but the nearest Thursday is tomorrow. So if that's what you really meant, your note could read, "Back again tomorrow."
But tomorrow in reference to when? Wouldn't "back again tomorrow" here be as confusing as "back again on Thursday"? And suppose I had left a note that read, "Back again next Friday," meaning the day after tomorrow. How do you feel about that?
Sounds funny. Too close to Wednesday to mean the day after tomorrow. For me, it would mean Friday next week.
Interesting. So then, what about "back again this Friday"? How's that?
Fine, Marta.
Well, what's going on with all this? When does "this Friday" become "next Friday"?
I don't know.
Yes, you do. You already came up with the example, Friday next week.
Oh, the word "this" changes to "next" when you cross a boundary, which I guess is the week. So you say "this Friday" when you're in the same week, but "next Friday" when it's the week after.
And "last Friday"?
That's in the week before.
So when does "last week" become "this week" and "this week" become "next week"? In other words, where does the week begin and end?
Well, if "weekend" means Saturday and Sunday, then I guess the week begins on Monday.
That's certainly true for the work week, but how are the days laid out on an ordinary calendar? There's one up there on my wall.
Aha! Sunday's on the left end and Saturday's on the right, like Sunday through Saturday.
Yes, and think also about that little trick we play twice a year in this country with daylight saving time. Somewhere around midnight on a certain day of the week in March and another in September, we set our clocks ahead or back an hour. What day of the week is chosen for that?
Saturday. The new time starts on Sunday, after midnight. Never thought much about this before.